Welcome to Mighty Parenting, the podcast with real, raw, and relevant talk about raising teens and parenting young adults. Here are your hosts, Judy Davis and Sandy Fowler.
So welcome to Mighty Parenting Podcast. I'm Sandy Fowler here with my friend and co-host, Judy Davis. And today we are going to be talking about pressure, but we're going to be talking about a particular way that our kids end up feeling pressure. So Judy and I, you know, we've been talking about this and we said our ultimate goal as parents, you know, when you boil it all down, what do you really want? And it's like, we want our kids to be happy, successful, healthy, you know, basically well and functioning members of society, right? And we want them to be reasonably happy when they do that. And what has happened is that, okay, so parents, our job for that to happen is to give them information and tools to achieve it. But oftentimes, parents are falling into this, I guess, rut, this idea that the only way that can happen is if their child does well in high school and then attends a four-year college and gets a bachelor's degree. And we just believe that that is the best and most sure path to having a financially secure life. So that's the path we see for our kids. And then we end up pressuring them to follow that path.
You're absolutely right, Sandy. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. And I think it kind of stems back to the 70s and 80s when there was this huge push. And I think that that push for a college education kind of gave the trades a bad image. Like it was some kind of a failure if our kids chose to go to a trade school or do something, a certification, that it wasn't as valuable or as successful as if they got their bachelor's degree. And I think that when all that happened, we were at that formative age before we had kids and we had this ingrained belief, our generation got that ingrained belief that college equals success. And we passed it down to our kids. And I think now they're paying the price of those beliefs because, as we've talked about before, just amongst our four young adults, some of them college is a great option. Some of them, it's not so much. It actually was worse for them going into that path. So I don't believe that every kid should go to college. And I believe that there's alternate ways for them to be successful as that. So what I want to know, you talked about the pressure and you talked about this belief system impacting our parenting techniques for helping our kids get what they need to be productive and happy adults. But how is that pressure showing up in our kids? How do you think about that?
Yeah, that's, you know, that's the thing that, that's why this is an issue, right? That's why we're talking about this, is because what it's doing to our kids is it's stressing them out. It is giving them anxiety and depression. They are dropping out of school. They are unmotivated. How many times do we hear people screaming? I know in the different groups and forums that I'm in, both online and offline, I regularly hear parents going, oh my gosh, how do you get your kids to fill out their applications? Or how do you get your kids to do their homework in high school? They're just unmotivated. And a lot of that comes back to, none of us are motivated when we don't have a goal, when we don't have something we want to do. And these are, you know, we talked about this example of college, but it can be the same thing if you want your kid to graduate high school and take over your family business. Or if you expect that your child will, you know, do anything to, say, follow in your footsteps. Or, oh my goodness, my kid shows an aptitude for, you know, playing a musical instrument or for art. You need to be an artist. You know, you need to play that instrument and you need to get into a good music school. Mm-hmm. Whatever that expectation is, when we create an expectation for our kids and that's not their dream and that's not their goal, that's what's happening, is they're getting stressed and anxious and depressed. And
it's interesting to hear you say that, because what I see in a child that people would say, is quote unquote successful is that is the kid that has personal skin in the game of whatever it is they're doing. If they are this incredible athlete, incredible musician, incredible with academics, it's oftentimes because they are getting something from it internally within themselves. I know, to share a family example, my daughter was somebody who had a lot of personal skin in the game when it came to her education, but it was very different than what I thought. Now I can see, looking back, she actually hated school. So to the outside world, graduating high school in 3 years, graduating college in 3 years, was this huge successful accomplishment. To her, it was the fastest way out of something she hated.
Oh, yeah.
And she got through it really quickly because she had skin in the game.
Well, and she had a goal for which she did need that degree. What she wanted to do, she needed that degree.
Exactly. And I think that when we are pressuring our kids to get a degree for the sake of a degree, we miss a great opportunity to encourage them to go for their goals and then develop the skills they need to achieve whatever it is that their goal will get them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and you know, mine is an extended family example, but I have had a young man in my family. He's still in my family. He's just not such a young man anymore. And that was an interesting scenario because when he graduated high school, there was no way he was going to go do college. And so he started trying all these different things. And it was really interesting to watch the family's reaction to him trying these different things. And even now that he's settled on his area and what he wants to work in, and he's doing very well in that, he tends to still change jobs every few years. And for, like my parents' generation, it makes them crazy because their belief system was whatever you're graduating, if you get out of high school or you get out of college or you get out of trade school or whatever it is, you get out, you get a job, and you stay put for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And now, his success is in this constant moving and changing and then going, oh, and I'm going to go get this certificate and I'm going to go get that endorsement so that he can do what he wants to do and do it well. But until we have something we want, none of us are motivated.
Exactly. So we talk about how that shows up in our kids. And I just want to dive a little bit deeper into there because I think that that is the thing that as parents, when we see things like anxiety, depression, major amounts of stress, or that kind of behavior and feeling showing up in our kids, I want to know how I can figure out if what I'm doing as a parent is putting that pressure on them or if it's internal belief system that they are picking up. So I'm not really sure exactly how to ask this question, but how do we as parents, one, contribute to that feelings of I have to do X in order to be successful? And how do we bring our beliefs onto our kids?
So that's really interesting, Judy. I'm kind of taking the step back and going, how do we do that? And the place I'm starting is actually going, well, let's check in with ourselves to see how we're feeling about things. Because if we're very comfortable with whatever path they're headed down, then we aren't going to have anxiety or stress or any negative feelings about
it. And it's easy to be supportive then.
Okay, so let's take this step. We said we're going to take a step back. So let's go inside and do a little self-check and go, am I feeling pressure? Because we do. We feel pressure from our own beliefs. We feel pressure from society. We feel judged by people based on our kids' choices and those being viewed through society's lens. So I think if we take that step back and we go, okay, how am I feeling about it? And if we find ourselves coming up with those judgy feelings and things, then taking some responsibility in going to our kid. And, you know, we did the forgiveness episode where Cliff gave us some tips there on talking to them, right? And just basically going to them and go, you know, I've realized that I'm feeling really stressed about your future, which is your future, and I shouldn't be the one stressed about it. So one, you know, I'm sorry if I've put any pressure on you. Mm-hmm. Am I doing anything that is stressing you out or making you feel judged or shamed? And I think we can kind of take that road of looking at us, and if we're feeling it, talking to them. And even if they go, no, that's no problem, it's also a great way then to open that conversation of, well, so what do you see for your future? What interests you?
I love that, because I am asked countless times by parents of seniors in high school saying, my child will not fill out his scholarship applications. He won't write the essays for the college applications. They have a deadline, and I feel like I'm the one doing everything. So when parents ask me that, my question to them becomes, do you really believe that they will be successful in college if they aren't willing to fill out all the paperwork to get there? And I know you
because
and I...
Half of getting through college is just navigating all the administrative stuff.
Exactly. And some kids, I will say, are not ready for the college experience at 17 or 18. And what I want to kind of talk about for just a second is, what are some of the options? So if you see your child getting all tangled up in the stress and anxiety of the thought of going off to college, how do you have a conversation with them about what they could do instead? Because they might not even think there are other options.
And it's amazing how many options there are. I mean, Judy, you were telling me that you saw this article that there are 30 million jobs that pay an average of $55,000 a year that don't require a bachelor's degree. So it's like, what are all these other jobs? And I know there are lots of jobs in the medical field, like medical technicians and things, where you typically would do it through a community college, or, you know, sometimes a four-year college will also have, if you have one that has certificates, or sometimes an associate's degree, depending on what you want to do. But, you know, radiology technicians and x-ray technicians, and there are all kinds of jobs in those fields that don't require a ton of education. There are culinary schools, or you can apprentice with somebody as a trade, or you can also learn how to open your own small business. That does not require a degree.
When you do things like that, it feels like you're doing a degree because you're constantly learning. There isn't just
yes.
one way to get an education, is what I'm hearing you say.
There isn't. And the phrase that I love is, so talking to our kids about this is going, so what is your post-secondary plan? Or what do you want to do about post-secondary education? It could be that they want to get a job and just try some things and try some different things to see what they like. Or they want to get a job. I have a friend whose son is a mechanic. He is working, getting paid with benefits and all of that, full-time job. But they're teaching him the skills he needs to take the certifications to get, to take the tests to get certifications along the way. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because when he was graduating high school, he was saying he wanted to, you know, he wanted to work on cars, and they had found a school that he could pay to go to. And my friend was talking to someone else she knows, and he's like, don't send him to school. Have him come work for me. I'm going to teach him the same stuff, and he'll actually make money instead of having to pay money.
And that's a different mindset.
It is.
You know, you think back to the mindset in the 70s and 80s that said, you know, you have to go to college to be successful. There, you just gave us a specific example of how they can earn money while they learn.
We need to look at, what do we want for our kids? Well, going back to that, you know, we want them to be happy. We want them to be successful. And for most of us, I think what that really means is we don't want them to be financially stressed. But there are lots of ways of doing that. And if you aren't matching up, you know, the kids, it doesn't have to be their dream either. I need to go there for a second because I'm so tired of hearing about everybody's passion. Yes, I want you to have a job that you don't hate. But it doesn't have to be your passion. It has to be something that you are reasonably good at that you can stand going and doing every day. You can volunteer in your passion, or you can start a side business in your passion. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to put that out there too. But because, you know, we're saying go talk to your kids about what they want, what their goals are. So don't go, what's your passion? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of pressure too. They're 12, 13, 15, 16. They don't necessarily have a passion yet.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's almost counterintuitive to say you have to work in your passion because, like you said, they might not know what their passion is for a very long time.
Yeah. Or if you work in your passion, it might not be your passion for long. Because just because you like this area or this thing doesn't mean you like the job that goes with it. I love being a parent. But do I really like all the jobs that go with it? Did I like washing poopy diapers? Do I like mopping a kitchen floor? No. You know, do I like waiting up until midnight, 1, 2 in the morning for, you know, an adult to come home when they're out because I need to know they're safe? No. I don't like all those little pieces of it. So, yeah, I think that's important. So, Judy, we've kind of started touching on it, but let's get a little bit more focused on what we as parents can do. If we're going, okay, I can see this. My kid is stressed. My kid is depressed. My kid is anxious. All they can talk about is the pressure of that next step, or they're giving up in high school. And even some kids in junior high, because that pressure is already there. What do you want to be when you grow up? Pick the right classes in, you know, sixth grade so that you can be what you want to be when you're an adult. Mm-hmm. If you're seeing those things in your kids, what can we do?
Well, I think it's a three-step action plan. Really simply, I know we discussed this, Sandy, when we were thinking of how to give parents an action they can take. And I think it breaks down to a three-step plan. And the first thing has to do with ourselves, and that is being open that there are other options. Challenge your own beliefs about that. And understand there isn't one path that your child needs to go down to reach their goals. So one is we have to be open to something different. The second thing is I want you to encourage your child to come up with their own plan. Help guide them if you want, but keep your opinions out of it and as neutral as possible. Encourage them to think of a plan and help them identify all the different possibilities of success and failure for that plan so that they can own it, so that they can have their own skin in the game. And finally, it's the hardest thing. I think this is the hardest one, especially for myself, but it's allowing them, once they choose the path or choose the plan, it's allowing them to experience the consequences of that plan, whether they follow it through or whether they totally push it aside. Allowing our kids to have the consequences of their choices allows them to grow and become the adult you're looking for them to become in the first place. We want our kids, the ultimate goal is to launch them. And if they don't have consequences of their actions, they will fail to launch because they will always look to you to make things correct. So that's like the three simple steps to do. I believe.
Yeah, I love how you call them simple steps. And they are. They're just not easy steps because we're fighting our own preconceived notions. We are living in a society that has jobs that we don't understand. And many of our kids are going to hold jobs that don't even exist right now. So really and truly, the most important thing that our kids can learn in education is how to find the information they need.
Absolutely. And be able to communicate with others what they know and what they need.
Yes.
I think that so often that's a disconnect as well. They think they're supposed to know it all out the gate. And as parents, we do that. And this is a whole nother topic and tangent, but if we can allow our kids to find the thing that wakes them up in the morning and they're excited to do, we're winning.
Yeah. All right. So I'm just going to do a real quick recap. So basically, again, we see these rising rates of kids who are stressed and anxious and depressed. We see it in the news all the time. And one of the places that comes in is when parents' goals for their kids and dreams for the kids don't match up with the kids' dreams for their long term, for their job. So we as parents need to kind of take a look at it and go, how can we support our kids? And we have those three steps that you gave us, Judy. Be open to other options, encourage them to come up with a plan, and then let them do the plan. Let them sink or swim. Let them deal with any consequences that come from that.
Exactly. And if you're a longtime listener or new to Mighty Parenting, you know that right now this is typically our time for real talk. But when Sandy and I are actually the people doing the show without a guest, we kind of let real talk take on a life of its own. And today is no different. So real talk today is going to become more of a challenge. And what we want you to do is to take a moment out of your day and out of your week and really observe your teen. Notice what they enjoy and what they're good at. You might even want to take notes, okay? But we want you to look at them and notice whether they're interested or excited about talking about their future.
Right, Judy. And then after observing them, we can have a conversation with our kids. We can talk to them to find out what they're thinking about their future. And whatever they're thinking, be okay with that. And they might not be thinking about their future, depending on their age and what's been going on. But this conversation isn't for us as parents to impart wisdom or to tell them what they think. This particular conversation is just an opportunity for us as parents to listen to what they have to say. So maybe we can get some insights into that teenage mind and what's going on in there. But by just listening and not telling them what we think they should do or how they need to plan this out, it also sends them the message that they have a little time, they have a little space, and whatever they want to do is okay. Because with all this pressure, as we talked about, that's not really going to help them. So just ask them questions and just, you know, hey, I was just curious if you've thought about what your plans are after high school or for your future job. And when they say something else, you can just go, oh, that's interesting. Or how does that work? What's interesting about that to you? Okay. You just want those absolutely non-committal kinds of questions and the kind that don't push them. So that is our real talk for this week, for this episode. It's again an opportunity for you to have a real talk with your kids. And we want to thank you so much for joining us for this episode. If you like what you heard today, be sure to like, subscribe, comment, and share about the show. That's the best way for us to reach other parents. If it's your first time listening, we want to welcome you. Here at Mighty Parenting, we're more than just a podcast. We're a community that supports one another as we raise our teens and parent young adults. So you can become a Mighty Parent simply by visiting mightyparenting.com and choose the path that works for you. Until next time, I'm Sandy Fowler, here with my partner in crime, Judy Davis, and we are encouraging you to be a mighty parent. Parenting is the toughest job you'll ever love. It's a common phrase because it's so true.
And as the teen years roll around and you start seeing changes in your child, and you may start wondering, what's going on? Are they okay? Is this normal? And again, as they move out of the house, go out on their own, go off to college, you see more changes. And sometimes the changes are perfectly normal. And sometimes they're an indication that your child's in over their head, that there are things going on that they can't handle. And the parents' worry and their concern is, how do I know the difference? Well, now there's a book that can tell you. It's Warning Signs, and it is a parenting guide to help you understand about those changes and to help you figure out if your child could be at risk for depression, addiction, or suicide. The book will take you by the hand, walk you through that understanding, give you the confidence to be able to take the next step, to have a conversation or whatever it is that you need to do, and to give you some idea on some of the paths that you can follow. You can go to dasium.net to the store in the shop there and get your own copy.